More on Jose Altuve in a moment. It is Typhoon Texas Tuesday. We give away tickets starting at 6:30. Also, 6:45, your chance to win tickets to the Texans Field Day, or passes for that event, August 10th at NRG Stadium. That includes drills at the Methodist Training Center and a full VIP tour of NRG Stadium. I mean, this is a weird sports radio topic because all it is basically, hey, this guy's great. But this guy is really great. I mean, Jose Altuve, when you look at the numbers, I mean, this month has been absurd.
Right.
Jose Altuve is hitting 507 in the month of July. The last player to hit 500 in a month of play was Ivan Rodriguez in 2004. Overall this season, Altuve is hitting 365. He has been hitting 433 on the road, and he's got a 16-game hitting streak, and he had four more hits last night. He is a great hitter.
Hey, that's great. We can preach to the choir about that. Like, obviously, everybody knows that. This is what I'm concerned about, Mike. I feel like the city of Houston, given its unique set of circumstances with MVP candidates over the last several years, has basically blown its wad when it comes to having any passionate argument for why your player should be the MVP. Because we know what's going to happen.
What's going to happen?
Aaron Judge. Aaron Judge is going to happen.
Do we know that?
Oh, yeah, of course we are. You're living in Houston, Texan. No, Altuve is going to be runner-up to Aaron Judge. But we can't even get up in arms about it anymore because it's every damn season now. I can't believe J.J. Watt's not going to be the MVP. I can't believe James Harden isn't going to be the MVP twice. Altuve last year did it to himself in the month of August and September.
And they didn't make playoffs.
That wasn't as big a deal. So you understand, just Mike Trout was so head and shoulders above everybody that it just made sense. But I think you can make this academic case that, hey, look at what he's doing. He's been doing it for so long. If there's any kind of credit you get for lifetime achievement, which sometimes does actually happen in these MVP races, then he should certainly get that. But you're not gonna fight City Hall in this one, I don't think. Aaron Judge has taken the sporting world by the cojones, and I think that's what he's gonna get. I don't know. What are the early? I'm speaking completely ignorantly when it comes to like what the actual polls are,
what the odds are,
projections are right now.
I don't know what the odds are. I think that Altuve might win.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, if he keeps this up, like obviously hitting 500 in a month is not sustainable. But I mean, if he puts together a season where he hits in the 350s or 360s,
yeah,
and he is on the team that runs away with the American League, which the Astros are on the verge of doing right now and have been all season, I think this is going to be, I guess other than Harden this year, I think would be, and it would be up there with it. I'm not saying that it's better or worse, but I think the Harden season was good enough to win. I think it would be up there with that kind of campaign.
The only other problem is, now this is the one good thing, is that Correa getting injured kind of did his teammate a solid because it takes Correa out of the race.
Yes. Yeah.
The worry was that somehow the three Astros who are potentially eligible for it would split the vote amongst themselves, or at least detract. Like, you could say any vote for George Springer or Carlos Correa could have been a vote taken away from Jose Altuve. Springer, by the way, what was the report after the game? I obviously fell asleep before the end of that game last
day-to-day.
Night. He's day-to-day?
Day-to-day.
Okay, with a quad strain?
Yes.
All right. But as of, I think, about a week ago, the favorite, at least according to one bookmaker, was Aaron Judge minus 275, Carlos Correa plus 400, Jose Altuve plus 500.
Well, now those have to come down.
Yeah. Well, obviously, the Correa one's going to change.
The Correa one's going to change. I think Springer should have been higher.
Right. But Aaron Judge was the favorite at that point, and I would imagine still is.
Are we still like in the primary phase where we're like deciding who our candidate is? I think if Altuve keeps this up, then I think he would be that guy. And I think
But what if Aaron Judge keeps up the same pace as well?
Well, that's going to be hard. And then we're going to have these debates.
Of course it's going to be hard.
Right now, Altuve has gotten a lot closer. I think he leads Aaron Judge in WAR.
Uh-huh.
If that makes a difference.
Right. Well, we've seen in recent history that WAR doesn't always tell the whole story when it comes to MVP candidates.
Not necessarily.
People like dingers.
I think part of it is, do the Yankees make the playoffs?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a guarantee that they make the playoffs. That's another thing. But the thing I just want to reflect is
Again, I feel like you're not... Sometimes I don't feel like you grasp the psychology of things. But, okay,
really?
You're making... Like, I'm arguing about whether... I'm not arguing about whether he should or not. I'm arguing about whether he will or not. Aaron Judge playing for the Yankees and getting omnipresent media coverage just constantly. You can't turn on some stations without seeing Aaron Judge up there. I feel like that's going to have an effect at some point.
I think it has an effect. But I also think what has an effect is if this team stamps a, you know, 100 in the win total, and they clearly beat every other team in the American League, and this is the guy who people talk about in the MVP race, and he, if he's hitting in the 350s or 360s, I think he would have a very good shot.
Right. I mean, hey, look, obviously it worked with James Harden this year. Look, wins, that made all the difference in the world. No, it did not. The wins didn't matter for crap.
But
if anything, it works against you because, oh boy, where would the Yankees be without Aaron Judge? My goodness.
Maybe.
They barely made the playoffs without Aaron Judge. There's no way in hell.
Well, thankfully, Judge is not going to win the Triple Crown, which I guess would be the equivalent of what Russell Westbrook did. But the one thing, like, in sports radio, one thing that people never do, we never sit here and we're like, boy, this guy's great. And I just want to say for a moment, we do, you know, 80 segments a week or whatever it is. Jose Altuve is a great hitter. And I never thought this when he came up 4 or 5 years ago. I would never have anticipated this kind of career.
Yeah.
But this is, I mean, he is, I just want to acknowledge for a second here before we move on here, that this is, I mean, he's 27 years old, and obviously healthy is such a big thing, but this is somebody who is building a Hall of Fame career.
This would be the question for you. What's the difference between this year and last year? Because I don't anticipate any drop in production from him in August or September.
Team.
But why do we feel that way? That last year, you see out of Altuve, and I agree with you, what you see out of him at times is when he starts pressing. And that's where you started to get that feel last year when team production started to dwindle and die down. He tried to pick up the slack for everybody else. And that's what hurts him at times. I don't anticipate that happening this year.
I would agree with
you. Unless Springer doesn't come back and Correa's obviously gone until late September and a few other guys start slumping, I don't worry about that. You should also note that Bregman, a guy we've spent a fair amount of time wringing our hands over lately, has been pretty good.
Got a couple doubles, a home run last night. He's got a few home runs in the last couple of games. What do you think about the idea of bringing in somebody who has a pretty serious health condition? Zach Orr.
I think that this is what the Texans are thinking. They bring in Zach Orr, who had retired because of a neck/back issue. Then the Ravens didn't even bother tendering him his restricted free agency status. That's why he's a free agent right now. He's only been in the league a few years.
He was second team All-Pro last year.
Second team All-Pro, which other people that watch closely don't see how he got that at all. He did lead the Ravens in tackles, but it's there's some question as to just how productive he actually was. I think that the guy definitely has a whole lot of ability as a football player, and especially as a special teams player. And I think the Texans are probably getting a really good physical examination of the guy. I think there are a lot of teams that aren't going to want to touch him with a 10-foot pole unless they really, really need him. So the Texans bring him in. They get a good physical. They see exactly where he is, what exactly is going on with his back. And then if somebody gets injured in week 8, they've got their dossier on Zach Orr. I'd be really surprised if they sign Zach Orr right this moment.
Makes sense. Would we be nervous? Would you guys be nervous about the idea of someone who has a neck issue coming into games and watching that guy play and watching that guy in a car crash
I'd have to be nervous every time I watch a football game. I've seen enough neck injuries that you forget about it. It's like if you're some BMX freestyle dude, you don't think about every crash you've ever seen on the half pipe before you go try your, I don't know, what do they do? Give me a trick, Landry. You look like a guy that probably used to freestyle for like 2 years in junior high.
Freestyle what?
I don't know. A bike trick.
No, I wouldn't.
Inline skating?
No, I wasn't that guy. Inline skating? What is that?
I don't know.
Inline skating. Mike's thinking about like when they do the street obstacles and stuff.
Yeah, some of my friends do that.
Like parkour with the inline skating.
Exactly, yes. Yeah. If you were Zach Orr, would you try to play?
Yeah, I would, probably.
You would?
He's got at least one doctor that tells him it's okay.
That's scary, because you can always find one doctor, right? Can you always find one?
I've got, my spinal column is narrowed, and I've got bone spurs on one of my C-whatevers, and I mean, it wasn't ever, I was never an imminent threat or anything, but I did get a lot of stingers, and I was in a lot of pain a lot of the time, but I never really thought much of it. You just forget about it.
That's so impressive to me.
I'm still in a lot of, actually, that's one of those things right this moment, I'm actually in pain over it, but I don't think about it. Like, my 0 to 10 scale has changed because, I'm typically at a 4, and so that's 0. That's baseline, so that's a 0.
That's what I was going to ask. Like, right now, how much pain are you in?
That's hard for me to answer.
Because you're used to it?
Yeah, I don't want to be a Sally about it. No offense to any Sally.
I don't think anyone's going to accuse you of that.
No, but you don't want to be this feeling, I'm always in pain. Oh, my God, please, raise my hand out. I don't know. I'd say a 4? A 2 or a 3.
Okay.
Like, in my neck right this moment.
Yeah.
Sometimes I forget there's always something there.